Conservation and community groups have filed a lawsuit against Utah for what they claim is the state's failure to ensure that enough water gets to the Great Salt Lake to avoid what they call an ecological collapse. The lawsuit seeks a court order that would require Utah to let more water reach the largest natural lake in the Western Hemisphere. UC Law San Francisco Emeritus Professor John Leshy says the lake is a public trust resource per the state's constitution. He adds the court will examine what that means when it comes to managing and protecting it. Back in the 70s, the California Supreme Court stepped in to protect Mono Lake from its water being diverted to Los Angeles, utilizing the public trust doctrine. Leshy says it could set a strong precedent in Utah.
The Utah courts will have to make up their own minds about what Utah law says on this subject. But obviously, if they look to the Mono Lake situation, they will do something along the lines of you can't let this important resource disappear from inaction, because that's what the future holds unless the courts intervene.
Leshy says potential public health impacts make the Great Salt Lake case different and more serious than the Mono Lake case. According to an NASA study, residents in West Salt Lake City and Toole County will be disproportionately affected by the exposed lake bed sediment, which contains fine particulates and toxic pollutants. Critics of using the public trust approach say there are multiple water users to consider and other less drastic solutions to improve the lake's health. Senior attorney with Earth Justice's Rocky Mountain office, Stu Gillespie, filed the lawsuit. He argues the Utah Constitution does impose public trust duties that force the state to protect the Great Salt Lake, but it now sits below the point that experts say is needed to remain viable. According to Earth Justice, the state can't sustain a minimum water level of about 4,200 feet without modifying upstream diversions. Gillespie argues the law is on the plaintiff's side.
The lake's gone into a structural decline in recent years. The elevation has dropped, hitting record low levels. And as a result, that's triggering widespread impacts to the ecosystem and also creating a public health crisis.
In Utah State University polling, a large majority of Utahans see drought and a drying Great Salt Lake as the top two environmental concerns. Governor Spencer Cox's office says they will not comment on ongoing litigation. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.